Okay, good friends. What else? Reading Surah Al-Hashr. Practicing. Good. Practicing what? Prayers, right? Practicing prayers, right? And fasting and so forth. MashaAllah, 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 MashaAllah. You want another person? Good, good, good. Yeah. Well, that's something dignified. Yes?
Religious ceremonies?
Religious ceremonies. Good solution. Yes. Okay, yes.
Gift to the poor.
Gift to the poor. Well, good. Did I give you?
No, thank you.
Oh, you're going to have it? Sorry, gift. Okay.
Well, I think teaching as parents, mainly, I think lack of knowledge in parents, because that's the main thing, I think.
Yes, the main thing is teaching the parents. You know, let me elaborate on what Dr. Muntahar said. You know, I myself, when I got married, this was about 30 some odd years ago, don't tell anyone. After, I think about a year, year and a half, my wife got pregnant, and once I realized, oh my God, there's going to be another baby in my hand, and that means 10 years, what am I supposed to be doing? During her pregnancy, subhanAllah. Although, at that time, I was in my beginning support. You know, I finished my muqaddimat, the first section of the hawza, and I was in the support. So, ya la ilaha, I have to concentrate. I went ahead. There was almost 4 volumes of one of the grandest scholars of Iran, Ayatollah Falsafi. He had written a book about, I read them all. I read some of the English books about the tarbiyah, discipline. I, you know, hadiths, all everything about tarbiyah, I collected them, and during the 9 months, I almost was finishing 1 to 2 books a month on tarbiyah. You know, until I found out this statement, and I just said, if you would like to discipline your child, don't concentrate on disciplining the child. Discipline yourself, and you have a good child. It's a beautiful one. Concentrating on the parents, you know, like Dr. Mutahar said, concentrate here. If you become good, you transfer that good to the child. But if you're bad, how can you? You know, Arabic is a faqidu shay' la yu'ti, means if you don't have it, how can you give it? You know, if I don't have $10 in my hand, in my pocket, how can I give you $20? You see, so. So, parents. Parents and parents. Yes. Another point.
Avoiding.
Yes,
avoiding.
Avoiding injustice. Avoiding injustice. What? You want another? Avoiding injustice. Yeah. Oh, you know, you can say that if you want to be just all of your life, you know, you have to work on yourself. Yes.
Yes. 5 minutes for this, and then we can go to the bus.
Okay. Sure. So we're 5 minutes. If you guys have questions or answers or breaks or something,
we can start with the food first, and I'll finish it at 8:30.
Okay. Okay. It's now 8:15, right?
8:40.
Okay. We have discussed 2 issues. The first one, who is Amir al-Mu'mineen? Salaam alayhi. And in general said that nobody can understand Amir al-Mu'mineen, maybe glimpses of his life. And if you really would like to understand who is Amir al-Mu'mineen, we have to understand 3 principles. The imamah, who can be an imam, and who is Amir al-Mu'mineen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we have to understand. This person, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deceased, brothers, religion is heavy, truly. Religion is heavy. And if you would like to know how heavy is the religion, read Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned several prophets in Surah Al-Anbiya. And if you read their, although Allah mentioned them in a quick format in this surah, but at the end of each prophet, Nabi, Payambar, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either send them the torture, send them the wrath, or the prophet was kicked out, the prophet was sent out. You don't read. Why? Because shaitan is strong, and people do not want to be limited. You don't want to be limited. Now, this heavy burden fell on the neck. Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi after the demise of Rasulullah, after the death of Rasulullah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Qad inqalabtum ala a'qabikum." Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went away, drifted away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you guys shifted away. You turned over. Instead of going this way, you started going that way. Some of the hadiths said only 8 people. Do you know how many Muslims were at that time? Some of the books, they said there were 120,000 Muslims. The ones that they touched Rasulullah, subhanAllah, that pure being. The ones that they spoke with Rasulullah. The ones that they felt the vibes of the mercy of Rasulullah. When he died, this got shifted. Only 8 people remained. Ahl al-Bayt and few. Salman. Yeah, only these people. Just these that remained. With Amir al-Mu'mineen salam. Therefore, for 24 years, Amir al-Mu'mineen was Khan al-Nishin. Stayed in the house. But in the corner. The one that we should be absorbing his mercy. He is an extension of rahmatan lil alamin. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. This is our Rasul. So therefore the Imam is the same extension. 24 years he was put in a corner. We've been deprived out of such a mercy, such a beauty, such a virtue, such a spirituality. After 24 years, when people kind of opened their eyes, my God, Ya Allah, what did we do? Islam is beginning to shift. It's going that way. People did not even read the Quran right. When they were, you know, subhanAllah. I mean, when Imam al-Mu'mineen was collecting the Quran the first days, the second Khalifa came and started chanting and yelling, bid'ah, bid'ah, bid'ah. Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look, it will remain at home, it will never be come out. And it did not. After 20 years almost, they realized, oh my God, what did we do? The Quran is being read wrong. Somebody who's coming from Yemen is reading with their own accent and rules. Somebody's from Bahrain is their own way. Somebody's from Kufa and Iraq is their own way from the Egypt. Each one was reading their own different ways. You see? So they said, now we have to collect the Quran, subhanAllah. It took them 20 years to realize that such an issue for someone that was doing it at the beginning. So, after about 24 years, they realized. So, they went ahead and said, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have to be the Khalifa. That's it. He said, what do you mean by that? I have to be Khalifa. Was I the Khalifa? Or was I not the Khalifa? Anyway, they said, no, you have to be, okay. Once he became the Khalifa, now his 4 years and few months, what did he face? Nothing but battles. The battle with Ummul Mu'mineen, the one that they say somewhere between 20 to 30,000 young Muslims died. SubhanAllah. Why? Why? After that, 2 battles with the cursed Muawiyah. And the last battle with the Khawarij. And then when they said, Allah, they realized that his life was coming to the end. And he wanted something to reach to all of his children. You. Yes, we have some, you know, they say, eternal children and some living. You know, some of you are his legacy. And some of you, like me, Amir al-Mu'mineen is my father, per se, because Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ana ni ai, and Ali, Ana wa Ali, abawa hadihi al-umma. Me and Ali are the fathers to this nation. So I take this pride that he is our father. Salaamu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, instead of making a big deal out of it, realize that people are not ready. It says that Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dreaming, saying, Ya Rasulullah, come and take me. You know, I'm tired of these people. He was given a speech saying that I wish I had exchanged you, means, because these people, the exchange of a dinar to a dirham, to Muawiyah. You see, Muawiyah, may Allah's curse be upon him, he was the leader of the Rum, because the Sham area was the section belonged to Romans, and they were very organized, they were very in line, very, very punctual. But of course, how you know how we are, right? We start our session at 5, and we are there at 6, or maybe even more than that. You see? So he was, feeling that. So therefore, he called his son, said, Ya Hassan, salam. Imam al-Hassan al-Mushtar. So, son, it is not that Imam Hassan salam needs this letter. It is me who needs this letter. Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe you don't even need it. But I need this letter. So he said, I'm going to write this letter. So it will echo in history. And whoever reads it, they will get the vibes, the positive ions of our master, salamu alayhi wa sallam. So this letter was written. And I really urge I told Dr. Zakhar to type all of it, whoever wants it, to read all of it. It is a good cure. It is the solution to all of our challenges here. It is the cause of our discipline. It is, believe me, inshallah, when you read this, you realize that this is the answer into making me more of a human being. And if I don't, I'll be an animal. SubhanAllah. So we have to work on ourselves. This life, brothers and sisters, this life requires energy, effort, to make something out of yourself. You know, a lot of you, they just would like to get a title, being an engineer. What are you? I'm an engineer. It takes you 16 years of hard work just to be an engineer. Now, if you want to go toward the law, what? Should I do it in my sleep? If I sleep, I go ahead and be disciplined in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, I do need a lot of training. I need the discipline. I need the efforts. Reading, gaining information, ihtikak with good teachers, and good morality. Now, I will reach, inshallah, at the end. One word. That word is all of Islam, is all of discipline, is all of the tarbiyah. And I will not tell you now. At the end, inshallah, I'll tell you, inshallah, we reach there. It's a long word, you know. And that is the juice of this whole 30, 40 pages of speech. So, Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called his beloved son. He said, son, come. I would like to write a letter to my sons, but you be as an example. You are my most beloved one, and I want to set you an example. As usual, the letters, if you read the letters in the United States here, it said from and to, right? Now, from who to whom? From. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, from.
From who?
Amir al-Mu'mineen is Amir al-Mu'mineen, as you guys know. He's not, he's not like me. If I want to write a letter, I write from Sheikh Muhammad Juwad al-Sadi. But Amir al-Mu'mineen, no. He's a disciplinarian, he's a murabbi for us. So therefore, we have to understand his words. He begins by saying, min from al-walid al-thani. What does that mean? From a father that is mortal. SubhanAllah. Our first, to us that is, slap in the face. Wow, one day we're going to die. We are not immortal. We are mortal. We are, SubhanAllah, what kind of a life is this? من الوالد الفاتح. Now why he said walid? To Imam Hassan, he is walid. To us, he is abba, father. Right? Abba, abba, ya abba, father. So, he is telling us whether even you like me or you dislike me, I would like to show you the good road. You know, just like you, you tell me. If one day you're upset with your sons and daughters, you still want the best for them, don't you? You do not, yes, you're angry, you're upset, maybe you want to beat them up, you know, but you still love them. You can't get that away from your heart. So, Imam Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min al-walid. But what kind of a walid? The one that is going to die. Al-fani. Min al-walid al-fani. Al-muqir lil-zaman. The one that decreed and accepted this world as not being a good world. You know, inshallah, we get it. I do admit, to this world that this world is the one that craves us, it takes a portion of us on a daily basis. I admit to that. Al-mutbiri lil-amr. From a father that is mortal, who admits to time, who is going in a one-way road, mudbir al-umr. None of us is going the other way. All of us are going in a one-way street, al-mudbir. You know, mudbir means our behind is toward our birth, right? And we're facing our Tafabid Dahi. I'm not giving a long way. And Mustaslimid Dahi. What is the meaning of Mustaslimid Dahi? It means the one that submitted to this era. This era I've been fighting with, and now I became, you know, submission. That's it. I submitted to this era. And Dhamid I make mazammat for this world. This world is not a good world. This world is a world that you should work in it in order to gain there. Not lose the minutes. Not lose a second. Think about it, a very tired. Yeah. Let me just finish from and then inshallah. We'll give everybody a little break, inshallah. So min al-walid al-fani. Al-muqir al-zaman. From a father who is mortal. From, this is, Amir al-Mu'mineen is discussing him. What is, who is him? Him as a father, like you and me. We are fathers, right? We are fathers. And you're talking to your children. So this is, son, this is what I am. I am dying, I am tired, I'm fatigued, that's it, the world had beaten me, the life had beaten me. So, from a father that is mortal, who admits to time, who is in a one-way street, road toward death, who submits to age and error, who disperses mundane world, makes mazamat to this mundane world, says this world is not a good world. Pay attention. Take warnings. Who resides in the residence of the dead. You know, where there is a sakin and a sakin and mota. You know what that means? Means we are living, all of us are living in houses that were people in them before us. And what happened to them? Most of them are dead, right? So we are living in their places. But even though, I mean, may Allah give you all the long lives. I know that my father is dead, so therefore I lived in his house for a while, and now I'm in his place. But may Allah give you all a very, very long life. For these children who have their fathers, they are lucky that their grandfathers, their great-grandfathers are dead, right? So, Sakin, Masakin al-Mawta, they are living in the houses of the dead. And the seventh, who is going to leave that even house tomorrow per se, the period tomorrow. So Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from whom he gives himself seven characters. The fathers should pay attention. And in other words, you as a father, think clearly what is lying ahead, in which you are much closer than your son. I am way ahead. That's the door for me, and my son is way behind me. Now, look at my whole life, you know. So I should pay attention. When is that? What lies behind that door? Truly speaking, it seems like he said death in seven different formats. Subhanallah. Death, mortal. Submits to this time, which means the time of a destiny, mustasna submitting, admits to this world, living in the places of the dead, is going to leave tomorrow, it's all means dying. Amir al-Mu'mineen wants us to open our eyes to an issue that we are living in heedlessness, in the world of heedlessness. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya, if you read, he said, judgment day had arrived, wa hum ghafilun. Saying that suddenly, judgment day arrived, and we are in a heedless state. What will make us in a heeding state, an awareness state? Tawajjuh. Paying attention is to remember the demise at all times. So this is about us as fathers. And then it says two. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen gave 14 different characteristics to our children, our beloved children. And then he goes into a tarbiyah portion of it. InshaAllah ta'ala. We will have a few minutes of break, brother.
Okay. So we can make an informal session later. If people want to stay, they can stay after dinner, and they can learn some details about this. But it's going to be too long then for today. Inshallah, we'll take a break now.
You guys can also take a copy of this. Yeah, inshallah. Brother, to read it in a quick format does not have an impact. I would like to leave an impact. And no, are you saying my time?
No, we'll do salat, and after the salat dinner, we have program at night time tonight,
yes,
at 11 tonight. So we have, we can do half an hour on just a summary of the khutbah. If you can do that, if like, people want to stay, they can stay after that. But we do have a night program tonight, so people will stay over. So if we can have informal session, we can try, we can go over just a summary maybe for like 15, 20 minutes and summarize the khutbah.
Okay, I mean, with that.
It's a
very long khutbah, and I only chose the first, and I made it very short. But it's not a one time,
Maybe you can just go over this,
and
then you take a break.
Okay. said to? To whom? To whom? Number one, to a young, to his young son. To a young son that hopes and desires the unreachable. That's it. You know how important this is? Aman. Tula aman. Tula aman. All of us, especially the children. Now, we may see that because we're older, but our children cannot pay attention. They go ahead and they plan and they hope for things that they may never reach. Some of us, I remember in Kuwait, a guy was very, very rich. He built a house costing $5 million. It took him almost five years to build the house. SubhanAllah, once the house was fully done, fully furnished, about a few days before he got into the house, he died. You see how we hope, we never reach. To a young son that hopes and desires the unreachable. Second, passes the road of those to perdition. SubhanAllah. How many of us are, the young, especially when we're young, are passing the road that ends in death? You know? الثالث سبيل من قد هلك. Three, who is subject to ailment. Tell me, who is not subject to sickness and ailment? غرض الأسقام. SubhanAllah. Who is subject to, who is a hostage in time and days. That is, who is not a, a hostage for the era. You know that Einstein came saying that the fourth dimension. So we can't go anywhere. We are in this time and era. We've got to stay in it, in this location. We cannot get out of it by ourselves. Who is a hostage to time and era. Who is an aim to disasters. You know what that means? You know, those disasters. Now I'll give you a long life. I will never, never let you see a disaster. Because nobody plans a disaster. Disaster is like a wall, and somebody's throwing bows and arrows or darts. I always joke about this one. I said, well, now, what do we do in the morning? We get up. And we say, okay, this is what I'm going to do today. I plan today to get up, make a wudu, go pray, shave, go to work, in the work, have an accident, I have a broken leg, I go to the hospital, I stay there for about 15 days. Nobody plans that way. I just don't have anybody. So what happens? Disaster comes by itself, you see. SubhanAllah. Amirul Mu'mineen Salamullah is telling us, we are, what is happening is, the disaster is coming like darts, like bows and arrows to us. Who is an aim for disasters? Who is a slave to this dunya? We are a slave to this dunya. Who slave to this mundane life, dunya? Whose business is self-conceit? For those of you, take a little test to yourselves. No matter where you go, just sometimes sit down and ask a couple of questions. See how people, Tajir al-Ghurur. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said, Tajir wa Tajir al-Ghurur. Especially the young ones. When they sit down and they talk about, without paying attention, my father is, it's like this, that, yeah.